We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And when we talk about business and, you know, we talk about specifically enough boosting our business, I hear the topic, I hear the title. So I'm excited to welcome to the program Janet Nichols, author of Business Boosts. Janet, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm terrific, Neil. How are you?
Fantastic. So let's talk about your background, then we'll talk about why you wrote the book.
Sure. I got into being an entrepreneur rather early in my career. I had a state job, which went south kind of quickly on me. I had an experience where I had to tell people information that was incorrect, and I was not at all cool with doing that. And so I sent a letter out that I had written without approval from either my supervisor or the district supervisor that went to the state capitol. It came back and they told me very nicely that we love the letter you wrote, but you can't change government on your own. It was a very, very strong lesson for me very early. And I knew at that point that I couldn't work for someone else. I had to do my own thing because that just wasn't good. So I learned very early. I was 22 years old when I learned that lesson. And that's kind of how my title has evolved over the years, that I like to live life on my terms and I like to have control over what's going on. And so that's where the chapter kind of came from.
So we'll talk about the book, Business Boosts. Why write it? You're an entrepreneur. You just decided, hey, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I want to work for myself. So what kind of entrepreneurs are you speaking to in the book, Business Boosts?
It really goes to mainly consultants, real estate agents, kind of solo entrepreneurs that just need to hear that voice in their head that says, you know, I have the drive, I'm listening to the call, I can do this, and I can take control of my life.
Okay, so no longer have to, so you really want the people that you speak to be people that you decided, I'm done, the people that say, I'm done, I can't work for corporate anymore, I'm done, I can't do the 9-to-5 thing. I want to do something that makes me happy, passionate, makes me know I'm making a difference. And that's the kind of people you're looking to work with.
Absolutely.
They have the kind of the same story you have. So when you talk about Business Boosts, you talked about one chapter in general that you're doing for a speaking engagement. I'm going to throw you into a different thing. If you chose another chapter to talk about, what would that chapter be? And you can kind of discuss that on the show today. What would it be?
If I had to choose another chapter, it would probably be around goal setting and just getting clarity on what it is that you want to do. What is your personal message? What is your personal passion? Kind of why are you here on the planet? What is it that you're here to do and to educate other people? I strongly believe that all of us have a personal mission to relate to the rest of the world, that we have through our life experience a story to tell, and a story that is not only interesting but has life application, and we can learn so much from each other. And the saddest thing is for that message to not get out before we exit this planet, and we none of us know how much time we have. So it's rather urgent that people get that across.
So talking about goal setting and setting that goal, what do you tell your clients in goal setting? So to kind of explain it, because we only have a few minutes, like first tips as an entrepreneur for goal setting, what do you recommend they do?
First is to get clear. Ask yourself, what is it that I want to accomplish? And then take the next step. What are the resources that I have? What would be the way to move forward? And also, what obstacles might I face?
Yes.
I think it's easy to just write down things that you want to do, but you need to go the next step and say, okay, how do I accomplish this? Who do I know? What resources do I have? And what's going to stand in my way? And once you identify that, that's really the point where you make progress or don't. Because whatever obstacles are in your way, you can't stop.
How do you identify those obstacles? Because we all have rose-colored glasses we wear.
We do. Identifying that would be when you procrastinate, what are you kind of afraid of? What gives you pause? Okay. We're all good. It's all easy to move forward on the stuff that we enjoy, that we feel talented with. But the challenge is, what gives you fear? What gives you pause? What causes you to procrastinate? And then to observe those obstacles and then work toward either delegating it to an outside source or getting a coach and working through it.
And that's really working through those and looking and identifying them and say, I'll get to it. Right. I'll keep doing the work because it makes it easy. Right. I'll just keep being a solopreneur. Or another point is, I don't want to do it this certain way. I like to sell this way and I'm not going to sell another way. Well, guess what? Those are obstacles in your way from really getting to where you go, because the experts say this is what works. And if they have a proven track record, why do you feel that your way is going to work over theirs when there's a proven method to do something? It's it's right. Not difficult to be successful in business. The problem is the obstacles that get in our way and identifying them and coming up to go through those obstacles. And that's what you do as a coach, right? Break through those obstacles. You feel that that's the biggest issue as an entrepreneur, is the obstacle. And it's a great point for sure.
Yeah.
So based on that process, based on that, what would you say right now? You said you have to have clarity, focus. How can they identify those obstacles? What do you think? I think I gave you some examples once. One is you want to keep doing the work instead of having someone else do it. You don't want to hire a coach. That's an obstacle. You don't want to try a specific strategy that's proven to work for everybody as an entrepreneur. Those are the obstacles. It's the blockages. It's not there's a clear path, but yet those things get in the way, right?
They do get in the way. And a lot of it is, in my opinion, a little bit ego-based and also a little bit ownership-based. And what I mean by ownership is that when you're a creative person and you have a special gift, talent, information that you want to get out to the public, that's your baby. That is your creation. And as human beings, we tend to be very protective of that. Yes. And that is probably one of the biggest obstacles of being an entrepreneur, is to trust either your own judgment or judgment of a mentor or a coach, someone outside yourself that can help you see that and say, okay, this is not your strength. We need to delegate this, or we need to approach it from a different standpoint.
Love it. Okay. So Janet, where's the best place we can find information on you and learn more about you and purchase your book, Business Boost? Where can we go?
My website is actually fearlessfinanceforwomen.com. And you can reach me at that web address.
Well, we appreciate it, Janet, for you coming by. And you've nailed it. The obstacles, something to think about when we're creating goals. We always think the goal is going to happen. We're going to attain that goal. Did we look at those obstacles so we can just work, go through it? It's a cost analysis. It's a analysis of the risks versus the rewards. And when you're looking at those risks, take a look at those risks and really analyze solutions to those risks. So I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Neil. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.